And do they have things like mules around here at all, or did they? And burros, or?
Well, burros are donkeys.
Okay, so those are the same thing.
Yeah, burros are donkeys.
Yeah, that's a.
Mules are just a cross between a donkey and a horse.
And do you ever hear the term jackass?
It's just a vernacular for a donkey or a okay. mule.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember anybody using a certain term for poor cattle, cattle of poor quality, that they would call?
Cattle of poor quality?
Yeah. You don't remember a term for that? Okay.
Mavericks or, no, mavericks are nothing more than wild cattle.
Yeah. Did you ever get wild horses in this area? You mentioned them.
We used to have wild horses right over the range here in New Mexico, what they call the Vermejo Park.
Okay.
And there probably are still a few over there now. That's all owned by Mr. Ted Turner.
Oh, yes, I've heard of that. Do you have broncos around here? Do you ever hear the term bronco?
Mm-hmm. That's just an unruly horse.
Okay. And what about animals that have lost their mother? Like a cow, a calf that's lost its mother.
Well, we call those pankos.
Okay. The cows too? I know the sheep.
Well, panko, something that's looking for a mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't heard that too much, but I knew it was out there. What about, did you ever use terms for animals in the company of women or anything like that that was different than what you might have used, like for a ram or a bull? Did you ever remember using something like gentleman cow or anything like that? Or
no.
That's not something people really want to hear. Okay. Mm-hmm. I could get that more in the south. I'm also wondering about wild animals you have in this area. You mentioned some wild horses. There's some small animals you might see, maybe in your yard even.
Oh, badgers, raccoons, coyotes.
Okay.
Bears.
Okay.
We had, last year we had a bear stood up right there at the window right after lunch.
Oh my.
The game warden came and set a trap and escorted him away.
Yeah, that's good. You mentioned badgers. You see those a little bit around here?
No, very often, on occasion.
Are those as mean as they say they are?
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty.
They had a badger that wouldn't let her in the house.
Really?
The dog and the badger were there on the porch.
Oh.
And she had to come around to this door to get in the house.
Yeah, call up the game warden again.
I don't remember what they did with it.
Okay. So a gun might be a handy thing to have around here for
it.
Scaring
sometimes handy.
Okay. Do you get squirrels around here at all?
We have a few squirrels. Not many. We have a few what they call rock squirrels.
Okay. What about game animals?
Game animals?
Yeah. That's amazing.
Elk.
Did you get that?
Mm-hmm. Elk, deer, antelope, bear.
Did you get that around here?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get
over here about 5 miles.
That is amazing. That thing must have been huge.
Yeah, he's good size.
You a pretty big hunter then?
I used to be, right. Yeah. Yeah, I hunted for
Do you know quite a few people around here who are hunters? Or?
Yeah, well, it's gotten to the point now where hunting is just kind of a rich man's sport.
Yeah.
Because it's all the acquisition of the big landholders, and there just isn't much of any place for an individual to hunt.
Okay. So Ted Turner owns a big ranch around here.
Oh, he owns one of the biggest.
Isn't there a big one, like, right as you're going to New Mexico? Oh, that's the one?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me about the Crazy Frenchman or something.
Oh, the Crazy French Ranch? Yeah, that entails around Fisher Peak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he committed suicide here a couple years ago.
Oh, really? Do you know what kind of birds do you have around here?
Birds?
Yeah.